Sitting in the studio with me is Margaret Mills. Now, Margaret comes in once a month to do a book review. Last month, it was A Green and Pleasant Land, How England's Gardeners Fought the Second World War. This month, it's an entirely different book altogether. But anyway, hello, Margaret. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Well, welcome to Phoenix once again. And
thanks
for giving us this monthly service. It's really, really good, really interesting. Now, the book you've got this month is a bit of a sort of gangster thing, isn't it? Yeah. Now, tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a bit dark. It's Payback by an author called Kimberly Chambers. What I didn't realise when I got the book was that, in fact, it's part of a trilogy.
Okay.
There's a book that's already been published called The Trap, which was the first in the series. Payback's the middle one.
Right.
And as far as I understand it, the third one, which is called The Wronged, is due out early next year, about February 2015.
Okay. So did you notice that you were coming in sort of halfway through a story? No?
No, I didn't. So if anybody buys the book, you don't have to worry that you have to have read the first in the trilogy to really get your head around what's going on.
Okay, great.
You're straight into the action. And she explains as she goes along.
Right.
So that really isn't a problem. I mean, basically, it's about an East End crime lord and his family, huge family, extended family, who are all involved one way or another in his criminal activities. And this guy is basically the uncrowned king of crime in the East End.
Right.
Thinks he's invincible, but like many other, a person before him who's thought that, somebody who, I won't say who, I don't want to give the plot away, but a very close associate is actually plotting his downfall.
Okay.
And the book really hinges on his fall from grace over a period of time.
Right, so it sort of echoes of the Cray twins and all that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Anybody who likes films like The Godfather,
yep.
Anybody who likes reading about crime and in the 60s and whatever in the East End. I mean, the book that I've read, Payback, actually begins in 1976.
Okay.
So I presume the earlier book, The Trap, starts in the 60s.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, it traces him all the way through to the 80s, where I assume the book that's due out next year, The Wronged, picks up the story.
Right.
Yeah, so basically it's his fall from grace culminating in the one thing that he values more than anything, his four-year-old daughter is kidnapped.
Right, okay.
And again, I won't give away the ending, but it then goes into his search for her and him trying to eliminate from a vast number of suspects, because obviously he's upset quite a few people during his criminal career, some who've lived to tell the tale, some who haven't, and it's trying to narrow down who's involved.
Right. So do you find that you're kind of on his side as the story goes on, or do you want him to meet a nasty end or something?
I think the way that Kimberly Chambers has done it is very clever. Up until about the middle of the book, you definitely don't feel that this is a guy you could have any sympathy, any empathy with at all.
Right.
His deeds speak for themselves. But from about the middle of the book, she begins to probe a bit deeper into his background, his character, his upbringing. And then, of course, this culminates in his daughter going missing.
Okay.
And at that point, you know, you begin to feel a wee bit of sympathy for this man, because you look at the people that he's surrounded with and you realise that he's probably no better and no worse than any of them.
Right, okay. Well, it all sounds a bit like an episode of EastEnders to me, is that?
Yeah, absolutely. But no laundrette, a few pubs.
Yeah.
No laundrette, no, is it R&R? Do they still call it R&R, the club?
Oh, I don't know.
In EastEnders, yeah. I don't know. Giving away here that I'm not a regular one.
Not me now.
Oh,
no, I used to be, but not now. Yeah.
No nightclub,
right.
No laundrette. But, yeah, there's definitely a few pubs figuring it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you say that there's sort of like quite a large cast of characters in the book, is it?
A very large cast. This is one of the things that I found every so often I had to keep stopping to remind myself
who was
who. Because their lives are so interwoven.
Right. right.
But yeah, I mean, parts of it, particularly the beginning, the prologue, she calls it, are very dark indeed. Okay. It does get a bit lighter. But I mean, if you like things like films, as we said, like The Godfather, if you like TV series, Whitechapel, you know, with this dark element, but a bit of humour in there as well, then I think you'd enjoy this book.
Yes, so a good read, yeah?
Yes, yeah. Certainly a read that keeps you wanting to carry on.
Right. So, it's Payback by Kimberly Chambers. It's published by HarperCollins, priced at $7.99, which doesn't seem bad at all. So, a tale of a family who are the undisputed crime bosses of London. East End. You upset members of this family at your peril. What happens to people who upset them then? Do they disappear or
well, if they're lucky, they disappear of their own accord.
Right.
If they're not so lucky, somebody from the family helps them on their way.
Right, okay. And he's, as you say, his daughter's kidnapped. Are the police involved in any of this at
the
any time?
The police are involved, and one member of the police is very closely involved because he happens to be married to a member of the extended family. So there's an additional twist there
bit
with the police involvement.
Going on, yeah.
Little bit of conflict involved there, yes.
Well, it sounds fab. Well, thanks for that. As I say, it's Payback by Kimberly Chambers. A recommended read, Margaret, yes?
Yes, I would say so.
Excellent.
Yes.
Have you got one lined up for us next month?
I have. I've got a book called The Lie by an author called Helen Dunmore.
Right, can you tell us a little bit about
the
plot?
I can tell you a little bit about it. It's about a man who returns from army service after the First World War. I thought that was quite apt in view of what's
of
been
course,
happening over the past few months.
Yeah.
And the action takes place from about the 1920s. And again, there are events in his life that have impacted on him since. And it's really about how he tries to resolve those events in his past.
Sounds interesting. Yes, fantastic. Well, as always, thank you for coming in today. I hope you missed the downpour that we're expecting this afternoon on your way home, Margaret.
Thanks, Bob. I hope so.
All right. Thanks once again, Margaret Mills, with our monthly book review.